Hellas to one and a Jerry Duncan, Jerry Duncan. He was born 10/24/58. This is a 66-year-old gentleman who in 2022, 3 years ago, sustained a rather large right hemispheric stroke, which with left-sided weakness, which is left patient totally and completely ADL dependent with bowel and bladder incontinence and homebound and wheelchair bound, period. New paragraph, he also has been having increased shortness of breath. He was told at one time he might have findings consistent with mesothelioma, period, that has not been worked up, period. He doesn't have diabetes, period. His other medical conditions include hypertension, COPD, gastroesophageal reflux. Social, he's been married 42 years, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, used to work for the Port of Houston, quit smoking and drinking some 25, 30 years ago, period. Review of system as above, family history, diabetes. His blood pressure is 129 over 82, pulse is 78, respiration 97. He also has symptoms of aspiration, and he must eat very slowly. Patient was found to be very rather thin, African-American male with dysarthric speech and dense left-sided weakness. Patient appears much older than 66 years old, period. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinence, and wears a diaper. His wife of 42 years requires help of a provider to be able to care for him. He has a left-sided dense paralysis with no history of tube feedings in the past. He also has shortness of breath related to COPD, possible mesothelioma with aspiration, with exposure to asbestos, and was given albuterol inhaler but did not do well with the albuterol inhaler. He's considering further workup for his lung disease at this time. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely does have less than 6 months to live, given his findings today, along with protein, calorie, malnutrition, and severe weight loss as well. Thank you.